Hi, I'm Becca Klein. I work at the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future, which is based at the Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore. And we at the center work on issues that are at the intersection of diet, environment, food production, food systems, and health. We like to think that eating is fundamental to our health, and also so is the way that our food is produced and what that does for environmental health. So I wanted to show you this. I especially liked it because of the agriculture link. It says, nope, free range won't work. They're happier in separate pens where they can blame each other when things go wrong. So not that that is what goes on within APHA, but to say that the Food and Environment Working Group came about because members of both the Food and Nutrition and the Environment section were feeling a little bit like they were in separate pens, yet had an interest that crossed over, and that interest was the food system. And so they formed this group. It was a small group. I love this Margaret Mead quote. But it was a small group that started in 2006 with about 8 people, and we now have about 270 or more who are part of the group. And so it's just, as those of you may know, generally food systems is growing in interest, but I think also it's been a great place for people across sections of APHA to come together and work on an issue that they are passionate about. So I wanted to give you some of the nitty-gritty about what we do as a working group. The working group is open to any member of APHA across any section. Our homes are the Food and Nutrition and the Environment section, and we've been incredibly grateful for the support that those sections have given the group. And also those two sections won an award this year from the Intersectional Council for cross-sectional collaboration. And so we thank you for that, and are really glad to be doing this work. So one of the things that we do is work on scientific sessions. We help people network with each other to put together sessions to submit during the abstract submission process. And then once the calendar is put together of everything that's going to be happening for the year, we go through it, the entire thing, and pull out sessions that seem relevant to public health and the food system. And so you can see here, it's a range of things. There's occupational health, there's climate change, there's nutrition, there's economics. It's the food system requires many, many disciplines, and that's why the working group is open to all sections. We've also planned and submitted special sessions, so you know those big sessions that APHA features, about 6 to 8 of them each year. 2 years in a row, a couple years ago, we had special sessions on issues related to food systems. And then we also do this to just encourage research collaboration among the members of the group, sharing ideas and working together on topics where somebody might not have an expertise in a certain area, but somebody else in the working group might. And then we get to do fun things too. So mark your calendars for next year. The day before the annual meeting, so on Saturdays, we do a tour in the local host city, wherever the meeting is going to be. We work throughout the year to find sites that are doing innovative, interesting things related to the food system and health. And it's an opportunity for networking among the APHA attendees who come on the tour, as well as to really step outside of the conference venue and take a look at what's going on in the community where the meeting is happening. So we've done that 4 years in a row now, and we'll continue in Boston. Yeah, Boston's got some great stuff going on there. We also have a networking reception, another opportunity to meet like-minded colleagues. This is in Philadelphia about 4 years ago. It's on Tuesday night, so you're not too late. I have flyers here with information about it and also in the back, and I can let you know. But it's a really great opportunity. Again, not only do we invite APHA members, but also people from the community where the meeting is being hosted who are working in or studying food systems. And so it's a real opportunity to cross disciplines within the association, as well as with colleagues who was mentioned that, you know, sometimes working in the community can be difficult, and we can really hear some real on-the-ground stories from folks about what their work has been like and how public health has influenced it or not. And then the other thing we do related to that is offer scholarships for people who are studying or working in food systems to come to the public health conference. Many of them have never been here before. You can see from these quotes how appreciative they are for the opportunity to come and learn, and how appreciative we are for the opportunity to learn about the work that they are doing. It's just been a really neat thing to do. We have 12 of them this year. There are yellow sheets in the back of the room and in the front of the room that list who our scholarship recipients are this year, as well as some information about the working group. And these have been funded by foundations that are generally local or that fund in the area where the annual meeting is going to be. So each year we approach funders who are interested in the food system and health and ask them to help us support bringing these people to the meeting. And it's just been a really incredible experience. And then not only does it enhance the meeting, but we hope to kind of leave behind connections among the folks who we bring to the meeting. And then we've also worked on sustainability goals throughout APHA. So you can see from here, this is with the environment section and with the working group to try to reduce waste at the annual meeting. This is from last year, but we try every year to encourage recycling and composting. It's pretty easy here in San Francisco. There's compost bins in the convention center. But also not only at the annual meeting, but throughout. So if your section or caucus or affiliate is hosting a meeting of some sort, we really try to provide resources and tools for making sure that that is sourcing food sustainably, using pitchers of water instead of bottles of water, et cetera. And then we get into the nitty-gritty. We also have a policy committee, and we work on legislative things, regulatory things, both as a working group and then with APHA staff. So how many of you have ever been involved in writing a policy for APHA? Yeah, good. I figured this audience was up the snub on this. So you know that it needs to be, something needs to be on the books for APHA staff to be able to advocate on behalf of the issue. And so we, actually I shouldn't say we, the working group, I wasn't around in 2007 for this, but my colleagues put together a policy statement around the food system, toward a healthy, sustainable food system. And this has been great. It's allowed APHA to take action. The Farm Bill was a priority for APHA in 2008. It's a priority for APHA again, and they've been involved both in creating action alerts as well as various coalitions in DC where they're bringing the public health perspective to food and agriculture policy debates. And it's been a really, we've just been really grateful and appreciative of the collaboration that happens between APHA staff and the working group. This clip above is from the policy statement, and then the little text below is from an update to that action alert that I just showed. So the first time the action alert went out, it was talking about very important issues in the Farm Bill related to nutrition, but it had not mentioned conservation. And as I said earlier, the way our food is produced, how it impacts the environment, really impacts our health. And so we got in touch and were able to help APHA see where in the policy statement there was already stuff on the book saying that conservation was important, conservation in the Farm Bill was important, and so we, they added this statement about maintaining important conservation programs to their action alerts. So that's just a concrete example of the kind of thing that we've done. Thank you. We've gotten involved in regulatory issues, so writing comments in response to federal requests for comments, and this has been great because it's been, sometimes the working group will identify an issue that they think, that we think is really important, and approach APHA and ask if we can work with them on this. Or sometimes APHA will reach out to the working group and say, oh, this is a food system related issue. Is there anybody with expertise in your group who can help with this? And so it's been a great two-way street. And then finally, we do a lot of work around education for APHA members and our colleagues about why these issues are important, what the connections are between the food system and our health. And so this document here, we have copies of in the back, it's why the Farm Bill is connected to public health. And I just want to highlight, you can see the organizations at the bottom, our working group, the Healthy Farms, Healthy People Coalition, and the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition helped put this together. And so that to me shows how when you have a working group that focused on a particular issue area that is a wider issue that brings together people from various disciplines, that issue, there are various organizations that also care about that, and so by working with organizations, you can start to leverage staff time, and so I just wanted to thank my organization for the support of some of my staff time for this, but also those partnerships with other organizations. Some of you may have seen this. It's Principles for a Healthy, Sustainable Food System. It was put together by members of the working group with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, American Nurses Association, and American Planning Association, and I can talk to folks more about that later. So we do all of this by communicating via a Google group. That's the main way of sharing information. We have a Facebook page, and we also use the phone. So we have monthly calls to work out policy issues, to plan the tour, to plan the reception, and we'd like to expand that to have more educational opportunities, more webinars, other things that aren't going to take a lot of people's time but really provide useful information that is applicable to their day-to-day work around health. And so this says, we like to bring together people from radically different fields and wait for the friction to produce heat, light, and magic. Sometimes it takes a while. And you know, it can seem like that when you're thinking about working across that crazy grid that we saw. But as was already mentioned, we're all working on the same thing. This says, oh, your people are my people? Well, that should make things a lot simpler. Like, we are each other's people, and so together we can break down these silos and work together. So thank you.
Thank you.